Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so Jen Hobby here confessed to us about an hour ago.
Oh, great.
In case you didn't hear it, here's a recap.
It was an accident. These things happen. She's at this really cool stage right now where she's going out with this new dude. Are we allowed to name him by name?
I guess we can.
That's up to you.
Yeah, how about victim?
Victim of me?
Well, just of that night. His name is Grant. We call him Superman. Because the dude is like perfect in every way, shape, and form.
Not perfect, he's pretty close.
He has a tremendous sense of smell.
He might have found his kryptonite.
Incredible hearing.
Jen said that, you know, they're in this new relationship, and in the middle of the night, you know, he crashes over at her house and lets one slip.
Well, I said earlier that it was the middle of the night, and apparently my tummy was upset from whatever we had eaten earlier, and it woke me up. I woke myself up passing gas.
I'm sorry.
Seriously, I've seen dogs do that before.
Great.
Like, I've seen my dog Pancake. I have a bulldog. He's like 62 pounds now, y'all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have seen him pass gas and then get... even while he's awake, and gets so scared by it that he looks like behind him, like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, it seems like most of it, because our dog Sully will do the same thing, and then she goes in search of where the source is, and
you
then she finds
it. You realize
you're
both comparing me to a dog. Thanks.
So
you didn't sniff your own butt, so.
Or did you? Jen was all embarrassed about it, so she confesses to Superman the next day.
I only said that I hoped I didn't wake him up last night because I got up. I woke up, and I got up because I had a stomach ache.
So we started talking about this more during the commercials, and Jeff and I have a completely different attitude. We have a more woman-like attitude about passing gas than the women on The Burt Show, Wendy and Melissa.
But y'all have been married for how many years?
Well, for me, 13.
Okay.
90.
Well, that's going to go over
that's
well.
That's what it feels like.
I think at a certain point...
Jen's bending over.
Stop it.
I'm just fascinated that after being together for 12, 13 years, that you still
look, if we go on vacation together, just Stacey and I, and we're in a hotel room together, I will still, if I have to go poop, I will ask her to go out on like the patio deck.
You warn her that you're going to go poop.
I'll just go, hey, could you go outside on the deck? Or
I run the shower. I sang opera, turn the water on.
Still hit the fan, hit the water. Yeah.
I think at a certain point, you should be comfortable.
No, never.
I agree.
Mm-mm. I'm with them.
So now, Wendy, you're single, but you've been in long-term relationships. With boyfriends that you've had in the past, you would just go into the bathroom or you will start passing gas around. You get
not
so comfortable.
Not on purpose.
But if it happens, it happens.
If it happens, it happens. And if I got to go after a certain point in a relationship, not maybe like the first 4, 5, 6 months, but like even if it was even a year, I mean, you should feel comfortable to do that around
someone.
Do
what? Toot?
Yeah.
Just let it rip.
If it happens, it happens.
You would just let it rip. You would just let it go and you would be fine with it and you wouldn't be
embarrassed. I have before in past relationships. I think it's just, who cares? I mean, you're kind of,
don't worry about it.
You're supposed to be comfortable with somebody.
No.
Like,
you gotta
happens. It's part of life and it's part of nature.
But you can control it. You can run.
You can control it, yes. But
I don't want you to get that comfortable in
front of
you.
Don't be embarrassed.
You gotta learn to tune your butt trumpet.
Say what? I didn't say that.
No, but I...
Nobody is more flatulent liberated than Melissa Carter.
No.
You and Katie Joe calling. Okay, look at the size of this one.
No. But I do find it fascinating that if I, because if I say, look, excuse me for a minute, or whatever, that means don't interrupt me. when I'm in, you know, doing my bathroom time. And but I don't like feel the need to have to turn on the radio, turn on the shower, turn on the faucet,
go scurry,
start singing, start doing all this stuff. Because guess what? She knows what I'm doing.
I don't care. So long as she can hear that. And not what you're doing.
But she can't hear it from outside.
In the beginning, no, you can't do that. But if you're in a comfortable relationship with each other, you should be able
to. 16 years.
I find it sad that you're so self-conscious. You should just be comfortable with the person you're with.
I don't see it as self-conscious. I see it as respectful.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are just self-conscious. What's the worst thing that's going to happen if they figure out that you're going number two in the bathroom?
It's not there. It's just out of respect. They shouldn't have to deal with all the sounds and noises.
They don't have to. They can
ever
move.
Think about
how
that.
Many
at the
sounds end of the and noises day, okay, do you make?
At the end of the day, even if you're married for 16 years, you're still just trying to have sex. So I want her to not think of me that way, if I know she knows I do that.
And she doesn't want to think about you that way.
Exactly.
Because I don't want to think about him that way.
Thank you.
I'm fascinated about how many noises you think come from.
I know.
Like, what kind of struggle are you having?
I'm getting up there in years. It's not as easy as it used to be.
Gross.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.